Other persons wishing to testify in favor of this bill?
Good afternoon, Senator Valentino, Representative Priest, and members of the committee. My name is Reed Bruger. I am a resident of Freedom and are speaking today on behalf of 350 Main in support of LD 311, an act to protect landowners from the exercise of eminent domain in energy infrastructure corridors. LD 311 would prohibit the use of eminent domain for creating energy infrastructure corridors. Maine government should not facilitate the expansion of fossil fuel infrastructure. 350 Maine opposes the proposed east-west corridor that would bisect the state from Calais to Colburn Gore. We have joined the Stop the East-West Corridor, the coalition of groups opposed to the corridor. We believe we speak for the citizens of Maine when we say no corridor, no compromise. Maine citizens are justifiably concerned about the secrecy surrounding the proposed route. They are also very concerned that eminent domain will be used to take their property for this project. 350 Maine shares those concerns. We believe expansion of our fossil fuel economy will exacerbate global warming and bring disaster to our civilization. We believe state government should focus on finding ways to enhance our developing local sustainable economy. We urge you to confront the realities of the cause of climate change and associated global warming and vote ought to pass on LD 311. Repeating what I said before, but it is still very important to hear. Thank you very much.
Questions from Mr. Bruger? Senator Tull.
Mr. Bruger, what does the 350, is that the miles?
That is the parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere that the world governments have agreed will limit global warming to 2 degrees centigrade. We are now at 397. We need to return to 350. Thus, that is our logo and aim.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Representative Crockett.
So really the goal has nothing. Your group has no real statement of eminent domain or a real concern about that. It's just the East-West Highway. So if we found a different way of preventing the East-West Highway, you wouldn't really care whether it was through this bill or another measure.
Well, TransCanada has said that they want to get tar sands to the coast, to salt water. And we believe that it needs to be stopped, and they build pipelines to move tar sands. So if it's not necessary that they use the East-West Corridor to do that, they could propose a different route across Maine. We'd be opposed to that route also. We are against expanding any energy infrastructure that serves to expand our use of fossil fuels.
So if they bought all that land privately,
we'd be opposed to it.
I'd still be opposed to it. It wouldn't matter about the eminent domain thing. It's just the vehicle to oppose the expansion of any sort of energy.
You could say that.
Okay.
That's reasonable. Yes.
Other questions for Mr. Bruger? Thank you. Anyone else who wishes to speak in favor of the bill?